Talking about like the ride down by Fall Creek?
That's correct,
that
yes,
they just
sir.
Put in?
That's right. And so there are some spots where they've actually had to put concrete forms in and build up higher if they wanted to have a loop. We do have one loop in where it would be 10 feet
that one
off
out
the
there
ground.
Is a quarter of a mile in it or something.
I'm not sure exactly the distance they have total. But this one would have one loop, as you can see on the diagram. Other than that, it'll stay very close to the ground.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, what are the contact points on your coaster? You got nylon or steel on steel, or what have you got?
You know, it actually is a steel track, and it's actually a individual carts. Looks almost like a go-kart that's locked on there. So
yeah.
It is a wheel that's actually on the track.
Is that steel, or is that a nylon wheel, or what?
I'm not sure on that, if it's nylon or steel. I don't know.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
About how close do you get to the property line between you and Kenny Davis?
Well, I don't have memorized which property is which. Do you mind to pull it up, and we can try to take a look at it?
I can show you where Kenny Davis lives. He's the closest one to it. Right down there at the end, right there.
Not very close at all. We actually get closer to another property because the coaster sits farther to the
area.
North side. That's correct.
It's on the north side.
Yes.
Well, I was talking about that'd be about the closest house, so to it, I thought. I didn't know.
The
house was about the closest to the property.
The closest house is this gentleman, and it's actually his property where the stakes went over. As I mentioned, we didn't realize until after having the survey and then backing down from there.
Okay.
So.
Anybody else? Okay. Thank you, Craig.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, 21st, we'll be on a Tuesday next week. For everybody that needs to know. Marcus and Liz Kirby.
Eric, I didn't get signed up on this one. Is it too late to sign up to speak?
Yeah. As long as you don't sign up on Greg Combs.
Just kidding. Yeah. Where do I sign up?
Here, come over and find the one you want, and we'll continue on.
Yes.
You ready, Scott?
Yep, I was just letting them. Some of them were leaving that was on Greg.
Okay.
And we'll get the shuffling done then.
Folks, when y'all go outside and leave, well, I'd appreciate it if you go on around the corner if you want to visit and talk. Girl, good to see you. Okay,
this is case 2016-0030. It's Projects 189 Friendly Hills Drive Vacation Rental. Mark and Liz Kirby are the applicants and the representatives. This is an overview of the property. You can see where it is off State Highway 265 and Gunner Hill Road. A little bit closer view. Here's the pictometry view from the north to give you an idea of the property. No, these are added. Yeah, that's just a picture. The representatives, Mark and Liz Kirby, are seeking Planning Commission approval of the Division 3 special use permit, allowing for nightly rental of the existing single-family residence. The residence contains 5 bedrooms. Some background site information. Per the assessor's information, the single-family residence was constructed in 1996. Division 1 permit number 9691 was issued, authorizing the construction of this single-family residence, and a septic permit 96055 was issued authorizing the construction of the on-site wastewater treatment system. The single-family residence is approximately 4,412 square feet. The subject property is a plus or minus 1.4 acre lot per the assessor's information in the Friendly Hills subdivision. The representatives, Mark and Liz Kirby, are seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit authorizing the nightly rental of the property in question. And this is a review that's on all the nightly rentals. I'll read it, and then I won't read it on the rest of them. The Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for a period of less time than 30 calendar days, counting portions of days as full days. Therefore, the applicant would have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater. The exterior appearance of the single-family residence will remain the same. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. Therefore, the five-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 12 people. The property is currently served by a private well and an individual on-site wastewater septic system. On February 2, 2017, the on-site wastewater permitting staff conducted an on-site evaluation of the wastewater system on the property. No on-site violations were present at this time. The property owner has acknowledged past issues with the on-site wastewater system and a willingness to replace the wastewater system if required. The property is currently served by an existing drive off Friendly Hills Drive. For the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, one off-street parking space shall be provided for each two persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. Therefore, a total of six parking spaces will be required. The project received a total score of negative 5 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. The relative policies receiving a negative score consisted of sewage disposal, emergency water supply, and solid waste disposal service. Staff recommendations: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves the Division 3 Special Use Permit 2016-0030, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. Compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, and including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department. Number 3, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for the total number of people that may be accommodated by a nightly rental. 5, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste. 6, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 7, the residence located at 189 Friendly Hills Drive shall accommodate sleep no more than 12 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. The 189 Friendly Hills Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. In 9, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And that's the report.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Can you go back to the picture?
certain one, or?
Yeah, no, back up to that. Have you got one a little better than that one on the top side there?
There's the only top side one.
Well, they can explain it, I guess, when they get up there. You two?
Did the other people want to speak before we did, or how do you want us to do that? I think there were some people signed up.
Yeah, they can wait.
Okay.
one of you,
sure.
Please.
Absolutely. My name's Liz Kirby, and my husband Mark is behind me. We're the owners of 189 Friendly Hills Drive. I won't take up much time. I just wanted to address that we are planning on putting in an aerobic drip system. We're going to replace that before we start to rent out if we get the special use permit. We plan to abide by all the regulations in your permit. We've already talked to the fire marshal. We've done lots of improvements to the property already, probably $50,000 already, and we'll probably spend another $50,000 getting the aerobic system in place and limiting parking. We've already expanded our driveway to accommodate so we don't have any off-road parking where we can fit 4 to 5 cars down just in our driveway, which, as you can see, is just completely off of the road.
That's what I was wanting to know. Is that two different levels where the rock is below? Is that at a different level than the top or up by the road? Is that all one level?
There's the road, yes. So the road, and it's kind of like the house is kind of down. So you pull onto
that
road.
See where your rock is on the lower side where Scott's got his marker?
Yes.
Are there another drive that goes down into that?
No, there's a fountain down there. So it just goes down in, but we've expanded our driveway. So when you pull down, you kind of pull off of that road and you go straight down. If you just go straight, you're going to pull into our 2-car garage. But we've added concrete so that you can park basically like this, like 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And then you can just back up and go right up out of the thing. So it's just easier to back up and go straight out.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah. There is a little niche, as we call it, up on top of the roadway, and you can certainly park a car there, but we've agreed to not do that. So we've made accommodations down on our own property.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for Liz?
What's the big parking area below? You know what that is?
It's an area, it's a little turnaround, actually. Mr. Davis's, those are his rocks down there on the end. It's just a turnaround.
There's no lake access from this road, is there?
That's correct. That's correct, right, Tim? There is no access. And when you go on down past towards you, where your property is? Right, there is not. Oh, I'm sorry. So when you pull to go to our house, you're really only passing that house. I'm just going to call it the south of the picture here, the one where you just see the top of that roof. You just pull down, and then the closest house to us is up on that hill, as you can see there.
How many houses do you think is within 600 foot of you?
Well, I'm not going to be good on 600 foot, but I would say one, right? Is that right, Mark?
One.
Just the one that was on that other picture there.
So how many letters did we send out?
Oh, I'd have to dig it out.
That's all right.
Didn't find it.
Is there three in 600 feet?
But the letters were sent to property owners, so if there's vacant lots.
Well, it just looks to me like there's more houses closer than what she thinks they are, is the reason I'm asking the question.
And I could be wrong. I don't want to mislead anyone. So if anybody
I'm not trying to make you out to be a...
No, I know. But
I'm trying to get right. It figured out.
Well, maybe that view's better that you had right there that kind of showed the house.
Okay.
The house is where you can see the roofs.
There. Yeah, that's a better view.
Yeah. So the house when you first pull in, is that top house there. I'm just, again, going to call it the
door. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 houses there. Pretty close. Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, I mean, the lots are pretty big.
3.
Maybe
3 within 200 yards.
Well, yeah, actually 3, 4. But anyway.